grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
As I thought these past days about this Holy Night Communion, my thoughts turned to the words of a hymn written by that great 19th century Danish Lutheran bishop, Nikolai Severin Grundtvig. And this is what he said. Each one of us has his own birthday for this world's trouble, for struggle and defeat, and in the end for death. But for life and peace and joy, Christmas night with the angel's song is the hour of our birth. These words of Bishop Grundtvig speak clearly and compellingly of truth, the unhappy truth that every newborn infant, so full of life and promise and hope, will in the end inevitably die. As that great 17th century Christian Blaise Pascal once said, no matter how happy the play, the last act is tragic. A few handfuls of earth, and that is the end forever. Yes, each one of us has his own birthday for this world's trouble, for struggle and defeat, and in the end for death. We are born to die. And what's true of every newborn infant is also true of little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. He too will inevitably die, and die in an especially hideous way. The wood of the manger where he lay already foreshadows the wood of the cross, and the swaddling clothes that enfold his infant body foreshadow the linen winding sheet that will enfold his lifeless body. Jesus, too, is born to die. For although himself God, the Father's eternal Son, in becoming man he was made like us in every way, like us, born to die. But in his death, death itself is dead. And the sin of the whole world, all sin, your sin, my sin, all sin is swallowed up in the tender mercy of God, who remembers our sin no more. And the third day he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, where as our still fully human brother, he rules all things for our eternal good. The light which dawned this night in the manger shone forth in splendor when he burst the bonds of death, in that way transforming death into a loving father's strange way of bringing his believing children to the final victory. And since all this is so, this child who was born to die is himself the prince and author of life, himself the resurrection and the life, and the day of his birth, the day of joy for all the world. In the words of Bishop Grundtvig's hymn, for life and peace and joy, Christmas night with the angel's song is the hour of our birth to eternal life, in which we share through baptism. There, by water and the Holy Spirit, we have truly been born again, our life joined to his life, our death to his saving death, our destiny to his destiny, the life eternal and the joy everlasting. I often remember how my grandmother used to say, there always seems to be so much sadness at Christmas. Well, I'm not sure that Christmas brings more sadness than usual, but I think I know what she meant, that any sadness stands in such stark contrast to the brightness of this holy season. I don't know what sadness there may be in your life as Christmas comes again. Perhaps grief, perhaps some great loss or fearful apprehension, perhaps the sharp sting of remembered wrongdoing or of death as an ever-present companion, now too close for comfort. But I do know that whatever the darkness, light has dawned this night on earth. The one who is the light, who dispels all earth's darkness, this precious infant once found by the shepherds, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, found by us this holy night at the altar, in the hallowed bread and cup, giving us the body born this night of Mary, and the precious blood which cleanses us from every sin. In the words of Bishop Grundtvig, each one of us has his own birthday for this world's trouble, for struggle and defeat, and in the end for death, but for life and peace and joy, Christmas night, with the angel's song, is the hour of our birth. Thanks be to God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.